All right, mom calls me up, says, hey, let's do the podcast. I set everything up, wait for an hour. She walks in. Oh, hey, I didn't think it took me an hour. On Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I'm assistant to the regional manager, Vaughn Fry, and joining me is...
Mom.
Yeah, how are we doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Still breathing.
That's good.
Either move the mic closer to your face or sit closer to the table.
Okay.
Can you manage that?
I can do that.
Okay. Well, okay, you should have scooted it rather than pick it up and put it down because that makes a bumping sound.
Oh, sorry.
All right. So what have you done this week?
What have I all done? I haven't done much. Exciting? Not anything really exciting.
Well, let's see. You spotted a cardinal in a house couple of
It looks like a red balloon in the trees because everything's gotten green here. It looks so pretty. The trees have really, it became summer. It got in the 80s this week.
Though now it's down to 60.
That's right.
It had like a 20-degree crash overnight.
Right. So in the afternoon, actually.
Well, okay. I'm saying from one day... One night to the other.
Right. Like
this time yesterday, it was 80, right?
Right.
So there you go.
And I thought I had a mountain lion in the field behind our house, but it was a big black trash bag. It was trash.
Big black trash bag?
Yeah. Well, it looked like it kept moving. I thought, oh my gosh, I even went and got my camera with a zoom lens.
To a black trash bag in the wind.
I know.
It will look like it's moving. But you didn't want to go out there and look. You said to me, well, I guess we'll see. No, we won't, because you won't actually go out there to see.
I'm going to go outside. What if it was a mountain lion?
Well, that would have been interesting, wouldn't it? Instead, it's not interesting.
I don't think I can outrun one.
Well, I don't think you could either.
Then you think it would be interesting to watch your mom get ate up.
It's a possibility, for sure. So I think that we may as well just go ahead and get into the news. You got any news stories for us?
I do. Have you heard about Red Lobster?
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, they're filing for bankruptcy.
Are they actually, or are they thinking about it? Because last I saw was there's rumors.
Okay. Well, I thought I didn't know if it was rumors or true, but you know what got them in trouble?
I'm seeing conflicting information here. Is it Endless Shrimp?
Endless Shrimp.
I'm seeing other idiots writing these articles with the headlines Endless Lobster. And I'm like, when did they have Endless Lobster?
Well, you know what? They just got over having Endless Lobster. And I think Endless Shrimp has just begun. So maybe it is Endless Lobster. Maybe I heard the wrong story.
That can't be right. I've never heard Endless Lobster. I have heard of Endless Shrimp.
Well,
that
was
a thing for a while.
They really screwed themselves because you know what happened? People can eat a lot of shrimp, and shrimp is not fattening. So people are going in there going, man, we are going to chow down on some shrimp. And it costs money. It costs a lot of money.
Over
now.
At Red Robin, you get endless fries, right?
No, I don't know if it's endless fries.
I think you do, or you can have endless
fries.
Oh,
Red Robin at the hamburger place.
Yes.
You could have endless fries, but my goodness, their hamburgers are so huge. There's no way you can eat but just like one serving of fries.
The thing about the endless fries, they're not the most amazing fries. Fries require a step of technology. You have to coat them in a starch, and then you fry them. And that's the way McDonald's does it. But everybody else wants to show you a whole potato. They show you the peel on the outside. They do it like at Wendy's. Or they have the steak fry. And then it's almost like biting into a mashed potato.
Oh, I really liked Red Robins.
I think Red Robins are steak fry style.
They're good.
Now, I'm pretty sure we've brought up fries before on a podcast hosted by Two Fries. But
we should be experts on fries.
I do have a drop of you saying we should be experts.
We should be experts, right?
Yeah, there you go.
That's good.
So, Freddy's, I like the way they do it. And I think theirs is considered the shoestring fry.
Yeah, those are addictive too.
They're very small, which makes them crispy.
Yeah.
But are they like a step away from being a potato chip?
They're very close. You know, you can get like, have you ever seen them? We had them when I was a kid, like cans of shoestring potatoes. No. I don't think they have them anymore, do they? I'll have to look and see.
Not seen anything like that. But they also have weird things feet, you know, at the grocery store. You got to look for it.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm not looking for chicken feet. But that's
you think they got
really
alligator
good,
parts at the grocery store?
No, not our grocery store. Maybe in Louisiana.
Okay, well, are they closing stores or is this a reorganization of Red Lobster?
Well, I think it is. Usually bankruptcies, they are reorganizations, but I bet you some stores close. But I bet our Red Lobster won't because last time
we, have one
we
or
were
two.
There, it was very busy.
We were there 10 years ago.
I know.
Or
we don't
longer.
Go there very often.
It's been a while.
I
yes.
know, because there's a huge wait when you go there.
Well, you can rent, you can stay a night in a Cold War era Atlas missile silo Airbnb in Kansas. This was actually on KSN.
Oh, I bet. Cool. Yeah. You want to go do that?
I think this would be really cool.
Oh, I think I get claustrophobia.
No, it's massive. Okay, so there's the little door you go in.
There's no windows.
It just looks like a door in the middle of a field, just about, okay? But it's huge. It's very, very big. However, you kind of stay in the control room, okay?
Okay.
Here's the parts of it. I guess for whatever reason, Airbnb paid this guy $100,000 to phase one clean up, restore, or make it a livable space.
That's awesome.
50-meter diameter silo.
Wow.
At the bottom of it is 70 feet of water.
Oh, gosh. So where is this located in Kansas?
I forgot to look, but I thought
kind
I saw...
Kind of important. Is it close to Kansas City? Probably, so people can have something to do.
No, okay, listen. $300 for a one-night stay at the Launch Control Center. However, camping spots for tents, campers, and RVs are available for $38 a night.
Oh, Dad and I will have to go there. We couldn't camp in the silo. We can't buy the silo.
I wonder if that means... Oh, that's a fun sound to have during a podcast, isn't it? Do you think that's a fun sound to have going off?
Well, somebody wanted to talk to me.
No. Do you know how to mute that?
No, because it's
no,
important.
You don't. You don't. Okay. You don't know how to mute it. And we're doing a show.
All right.
Okay. So does that mean you can spend $38 and stay there if you're in an RV and then go inside and look around?
I don't know. You need to text them and ask them.
Don't you text them back.
Let me read it. It's from a doctor. Let me look and see what's going on.
No, you wanted to do the show now, and this is what happens. All right. I've got other bits of news for you. Right-wing Reacher fans are upset. You know your Jack Reacher show?
Yeah. Why?
The main guy... Alan Richson, he said some stuff about Trump that rubbed him the wrong way. Actually, he said stuff about Christians. He said, okay, Christians today have become the most vitriolic tribe. Richson, who identifies himself as a follower of Jesus, says, it is so antithetical of what Jesus was calling us to be and to do. Then he says, Trump is a racist and a con man, he went on, and yet the entire Christian church seems to treat him, I don't know if he said it like that, like he's their poster child, and it's unreal. I don't understand it. So... Talk to the man.
I don't know. Amen, I should say. I don't know.
Well, this is kind of an out-of-nowhere way to rub people the wrong way, because, look, you've got a very divided country right now, and you're kind of like, hey, I don't like this guy. Who has a number of fans.
But
so.
You know what? If you have a voice, I think you should use it.
No, I think you should not.
Okay, so I'm not using mine, but you know
should
what I mean.
Not, you should not pay any attention to someone telling you how to vote. Okay? That's rule number one right now. Everybody has a voice in some way. Look at what LeBron James' voice has brought the NBA. He has diminished the NBA in his era. People are not watching the games because they don't like the big lecture and they don't like this guy having his voice and complaining to the referees all the time. In fact, they have this really abysmal thing happening right now in the NBA. They call it the play-in tournament. You know what that is?
No, you have to play to get in it.
It's like, I haven't bothered to look this up. It's like four teams competing for the last seed in the playoffs.
Weird.
So that they can be served up to the number one seed. In the West, that would be the Oklahoma City Thunder. So the worst team going to the playoffs has to play the best team in the seeding.
Oh,
all right?
Well, I wonder how that'll turn out.
I wonder how they came up with this. Probably, well, we have to find a way to get LeBron James in the playoffs, even though he barely participates in games. and his team's not particularly good. So we'll add teams to the playoffs,
the
call it a
teams.
Play-in tournament, and then and find a way for them in advance. Despite losing a lot of games, the Lakers have, and I looked this up, they have shot literally 1,000 more free throws this season than their opponents.
Oh, they're good at falling down, aren't
Number
they?
Two in the league is 700 free throws behind them on that difference.
Oh, my.
And that's the New York Knicks. Two teams, big market. The NBA loves to cater to the big market.
Yes.
Because they think, well, if we let the big market win, they'll bring their installed base, and that's their respective city, to the TV screen, and we can sell ads at a higher price.
Okay.
They don't want Oklahoma City winning. All right.
You know, Oklahoma City's getting pretty big.
Okay, not compare Los Angeles and New York City.
Well, how many people are leaving Los Angeles now, though?
Not enough to make up for it. But the point I'm getting at is you shouldn't listen to anybody telling you how to vote. All those people who don't actually do anything, but then they kind of chime in like, hey, here's a reaction to this political thing, and I wear the color tie that you associate with, so you have to buy my stuff from my sponsors, because the other guy over there, they hate you. So you got to support those, all that stuff. Those are the grifters. You got to watch out for them, okay? And I'm getting sick of at dinner watching the news with you, the evening news, which is full of just weird propaganda. And I have to sit there and listen to you guys take it in, because they know they can get the old people who don't know how to use Twitter/X to figure out what's actually happening.
You know,
you have to wait until 6 o'clock to find out what's going on in the world. And then for whatever reason, you need to know about it. It doesn't affect you. All it does is make you angry.
I think it's good to know how things are being played to the general public.
No, you don't.
I do.
Because all you do is get your news from one source.
No, we don't.
Oh, sure.
Your father comes home and looks at his phone and looks at the computer, all the news. Then he watches the news.
And then does it make him happy?
He doesn't get sad.
People are not designed to be taking in this much news.
Okay.
On these issues. They're not.
Be like your brother and doesn't know, have the faintest idea what's going on. I like to watch the local news because I don't know the things that are going on if I don't watch the local news.
The local news carries less bias than the national news.
Generally.
And that's probably because it's hard to spin the local stories to fulfill any kind of agenda. Hey, there's a fire over an apartment building. How do you spin that? You know,
do you know this train that came down, you know, the train that runs here down the road across from the field from us?
On tracks.
It caught on fire the other day. You didn't even know that, did you?
Well, did you know it?
Not until the news.
Well, we didn't
have
any smoke
right out
over here, right? It wasn't a crash, was it?
No, it caught the engine caught on fire, and it ended up down by Spirit, and across from Spirit, that like 47th and K-15, and the fire department had to put it out.
Long-lost model of the USS Enterprise from Star Trek. This is the first model that you
How
saw
big
on the
is
show.
It?
Boldly goes home after twisting voyage. So this was lost. It's not...
I mean, what size is it? I
think
any.
This one's pretty small. Usually they make miniatures quite large.
Okay.
Like, look, I've seen the Millennium Falcon, okay?
You have?
It's the size of a bed.
That's
and
big.
And that's a miniature. Yeah.
Wow.
So as these went along, they made them bigger. I think, I mean, it's not huge.
I'd say about 3 feet from tip to tip.
Maybe that when they make the next generation, they also had a model and it's massive, you know, like it's the size of a bed or bigger.
Huh.
Okay, they make them bigger so that they can have more details in them, put lights in them, things like that. Right.
So, how much did it go for?
Well, it said it was found, it didn't say that they auctioned it. Not everything has to go up for auction. Goodness sake, what is wrong with you? Oh, good guess there. 3 feet model, yeah.
I'm good at estimating.
Hold up here. It's the 3-foot model for the USS Enterprise was used in the show's original pilot episode as well as the opening credits of the resulting TV series and was the prototype for the 11-foot version featured in the series episodes.
Oh, okay.
So the 11-foot's going to look, I would assume, better.
Quite a bit more
so
detail.
So you could actually see this in the intro sequence when it zooms by. And in the pilot episode where everything had to be a little bit cheaper.
Okay.
But it was an unaired pilot thing. So, yeah, there you go. You can read the top of it right there.
Yeah.
Still had some of the paint's kind of chipping, but yeah.
So how old is that?
Well, the show's like 50 years old.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Actually, is it 60 years old? I think it's a 60-year-old
show.
Could
be 60 yeah. years old.
I think they just had like a 60 or close to it. Yeah. So that's a thing that happened. Did you hear about a new thing they're doing over in Congress, right?
What?
All right, so to try to keep everybody on track in the Republicans, they have activated what they call the Floor Action Response Team to kind of keep people on topic. And
they go around and wake them up?
They didn't. Okay, so look, they didn't really consider what the acronym was. You get it?
What's the acronym?
The acronym? Floor yeah. Action Response Team.
F-A.
Okay, you said F and you wrote R.
Oh, okay. F-A.
Response Team. Okay, what is wrong with you?
So what does that mean?
Okay. Floor Action Response Team. Why did you write out the word response instead of just R?
Oh.
And why? What is? You wrote half an acronym. You wrote FA Response Team.
Okay.
Floor Action Response. This isn't tough. Team.
The fart team.
There you go.
How long does it take an old lady to figure out how to spell
okay,
something?
So I'm assuming maybe today they'll change the name of that.
No,
right?
They're not going to change the name. It could be so much worse.
We also have scientists cloning stuff again. Scientists are trying to, they've successfully cloned, this is baby ferret cloned from frozen cells from the 80s.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, but these clones, they don't seem to live very long.
Well,
you might
I think
get
they're
a
getting
couple
better.
Years out. I don't know how the Dolly the Sheep thing lasted, but...
Yeah, we'll need to find out.
Baby ferret. I guess they're trying to experiment on endangered species, bring back something. Maybe they have like a dodo feather that contains some DNA. I don't know what you can get out of DNA out of some of these things.
They're supposed to get a woolly mammoth.
I think they have blood samples from them.
Yeah.
Or are they that
from
dried up when they're
well, apparently they're
frozen.
Getting close from right here, but I'm not sure.
All right.
Hey, how would you like to be on Trump's jury?
I mean, it pays. Right?
Yeah, some. But did you hear what happened? They were starting to set the jury. And first thing they asked him, would you have a hard time being unbiased, you know? And we'll have a hard time, you can leave. And half the pool got up and left. Half the jury pool got up.
They gave
and
them
left.
An excuse to leave.
Hey, they don't do that here.
Hey, it's like that jury duty show where the old gal's like, yeah, this just isn't for me. This isn't for you? Okay, you can go.
No, it doesn't happen that way. But apparently it happens in Trump
I'm betting
trials.
You people saw that show and they're trying that.
They probably are. You know, they should make it. It would be fun to make a show about this trial because this trial has to be hilarious.
It's probably going to be one of those no cameras allowed. We have to have the sketch.
Oh, they already have
right?
in the sketch. Yeah. I've already seen the sketch and the sketch does not look like Trump.
I would like to know what is the vetting process to get that job, to get the gig as the courtroom sketch
artist?
I don't
know. You'd be good at that.
It's got to pay pretty good.
It has to.
And no one cares how it turns out.
Nobody critiques
it. In fact, the worse the sketches are, the better. The more newsworthy it gets.
Yeah, you might get a really good one. Oh, also, I heard Trump fell asleep and they had to wake him up.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I feel like they're kind of doing this as a torture thing. Like, he was talking
this
about...
This is your punishment.
It was a very cold room, so very cold. The
one
coldest
more
room. The cold, absolutely the coldest.
Cold? How cold
so
was it?
So they were trying... I feel like they're trying to torture him. Like, whatever they can get away with. Hey, let's not run the heater.
Put
you
some
know?
Long
let's put
underwear
the air
on
too
that
high.
Former president.
But I prefer the way he says stuff, because look, we saw him talking about it. And what was your big takeaway? It was a cold room.
It was cold. Very cold.
Whereas, like I was telling you, with Kamala Harris, she'll say things like, without hope, there is no change. And without change, there is no hope.
Oh, brother.
So that's getting you nothing and drawing it out.
It takes, what, how long? A minute?
That's the way she talks. She says nothing. But it takes forever. Donald Trump, okay, so he repeated himself. But,
three times.
But you remember the message. That's the way I see it.
That's why he repeats it three times, so he can remember it.
Last bit of news for you. WNBA newest star, well, is she a star yet? Because she hadn't played yet. Caitlin Clark, Nike nearing eight-figure deal with her.
Good for her.
She gets $75,000 on the rookie annual contract.
Which is horrible.
Well, what would you suggest they do?
People go to the game, so and buy the gear and everything, so they can pay these women more.
The WNBA has operated at on average $10 million deficit each year since 1997.
Oh
my! They do not make money. So how do you share revenue when there is no revenue?
Well, they need to start making some money.
The way they do this is they need women to support them. If women went to WNBA games, this would not be a problem.
I think they're going to start going.
I think that this draft they just had is going to be the 84-85 NBA draft version of the WNBA. Like,
things
they're going
change.
To be like, wow, this is one loaded draft. Everybody's interested. They have already... So she's getting a signature shoe with Nike. You want her signature shoe?
I wonder what it's going to look like.
We don't know yet. People are all making their prototypes.
It's like the Jordan, huh?
Well, there is problems with trying to do the signature shoe thing because Jordan already dominates that space. So you kind of need to do something different, but instead all they do is come up with a signature shoe for whoever's playing basketball next.
Yeah, they should do a signature hat or something.
What you end up with is you have Nike making, I don't know, 20,000 variants of shoes a year. The world's just full of sneakers. So she'll have a signature shoe, eight-figure deal. You like the eight-figure deal part?
I do.
Her jersey is already on back order. You can't get it until August.
See, I told you.
3 months after
the
season starts.
That's great. And men need to go to the games, too. Hey, women go and watch men. Why aren't they going to watch the women?
The trouble is they compete in an area where the majority of women are not that interested in viewing. I think that's the bigger issue. I don't think it's a skill gap issue that, oh, hey, we like seeing the men dunk and the men are better at basketball, so we don't go see the women. I think it is women are more occupied with nails and eyelashes and their weaves. You know what a weave is?
Yeah, but did you see all these women were all decked out playing basketball in the tournament? My goodness.
There's a possibility.
There's
here.
A whole new style.
Things could be changing where they'll have a bunch of these girls, you know, doing ads during the ad breaks of their eyelashes. Right?
Yeah, and or their clothing, you know, how the guys all strut their
if the girls
suits
are looked
when
at,
they come in and stuff.
A lot of times they have the WNBA draft. The girls are trying to dress like guys. Not so much this time.
No,
only
I
one
noticed.
Of them was trying to dress like a dude.
Mini skirts and
they were
awesome.
They were trying to look feminine, and I think if they can sell that and be like, hey, this is like the new hot beauty gal over here, and she plays sports, people just might watch.
I think that'd be great.
All right, I think it is actually time that we play a game. You know what game we're going to play?
Dead or Alive.
All right, it is time for our favorite, one of our favorite of the two games. I mean, it's kind of like you either hate it or you love it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a little bit of a spin on this one, okay? I'm going to give you the name, the stage name of a famous actor. And you're going to try to tell me who you think it is and if they are indeed.
I have to do two things?
Kind of, yeah.
We'll try it.
All right, so I'm not going to tell you if you got the name right until I tell you whether or not they are.
Okay, let's give it a go.
Michael Douglas. Okay, actually, I'm giving you the birth name and then you... What is their famous stage name? So the birth name, Michael Douglas. Is Michael Douglas dead or alive? Who is Michael Douglas?
Well, I know who Michael Douglas is, but I don't
know.
No,
you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
This is a different Michael Douglas?
This guy had, he couldn't go by Michael Douglas because there's already a Michael Douglas.
Okay.
But you've seen a movie that this guy was in. I know you have. And we talked about it on the show. His first name is Michael.
Well, I don't know. And I say he's alive.
Michael Keaton.
Okay.
Is, unfortunately,
alive.
Yep, not dead yet.
Well, I got one right and one wrong.
Not really? I mean, okay, whatever. It's
well,
not
I didn't
like,
guess who he was, but okay. I guess that he was, okay.
Eric Marlin Bishop.
Oh, goodness. I don't know these
this
people.
This is somebody you like. You watched one of his movies recently. Is Eric Marlin Bishop dead or alive?
He is alive, but I don't know who it is.
Well, Jamie Foxx is.
Is that really his name?
Yep. I mean, what was wrong with Eric Bishop if you wanted to go by that?
Right? I actually kind of like Eric Bishop.
Carlos Irwin Estevez. Think this one through. Think this one through.
Okay, I know who this is. It's,
You just said you know who this is, and then you
well,
paused.
Well, I just, now I can't remember.
All right.
Is it,
We talk into the mic.
Is it Michael Douglas's son? No. Whose son is it?
Dead or alive?
He's alive.
Charlie Sheen is...
Okay, I knew who it was.
Right,
I just
so
couldn't place
Emilio
him.
Estevez is
yeah,
his brother.
Yeah, I know Charlie okay. Sheen. And okay. What's her daddy's name?
Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen, that's who I was trying to place him with.
And he's in a movie I told you guys you might watch, but you didn't.
What was it?
The Dead Zone.
Oh, we haven't watched that yet, have we?
No. Archibald Alexander Leach. Is Archibald Alexander Leach dead or alive?
Heaven knows who that is. That's probably Anthony. What's his name?
Anthony?
The guy that was in...
Is this another Douglas thing? Are we all hooked up on the Douglas?
No, the guy that eats Kenyatta. I mean, like Silence of the Lamb guy.
Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah, is that Anthony Hopkins?
Cary Grant. Well, you're gonna guess alive then, okay? Cary Grant is...
Cary Grant's name was what? He's dead.
Archibald Alexander Leach.
Okay, well, Archibald Leach is probably not a good name.
He probably...
Cary Grant's much better.
But why go with a kind of girl's name, Cary?
Well, you know, he liked guys.
I don't think so. You're thinking of Rock Hudson. By the way, there's
Cary
several
Grant
of these actors that look alike, by the way.
I screwed
of
up.
The, of
yeah.
the time.
I think Rock Hudson, but Cary Grant,
all right.
I think, liked women. I think he was married to a woman.
Chan Kong Sang. Who could this be?
Chan. Bruce Lee?
Is?
Dead.
Jackie Chan is...
Alive.
All right. Well, you screwed that up.
Well,
good.
Did you expect me to be good at it? I'm
no,
horrible
if you
with
were
names.
Good at it, it wouldn't be a game, would it?
These days, I'm horrible with names. And you expect me to know who these people are? I kind of got the Charlie Sheen and all that, but that's about it.
Okay. I guess you probably have a quote for me.
I do. Just a second. I got to bring it out.
You know we wouldn't be doing the game if I thought you were good at it, right?
Yeah, I know, but still, I need to have a little bit of skill. Stand-up comedy is mine. It's my entity. It's my brand. I own it. I
identity.
Do it.
Identity. Well, hold on now. Okay. Try this again. It's mine. It's my entity. Come on, say it.
Identity? Okay. Doesn't look like that. I'm like Trump. I see the way speak the way it's spelled. Stand up comedy is mine. It's my identity. It's my brand. I own it. I do it when I want to do it.
When did I tell you?
It's
to
hard
do
to
this
find
from
some,
the act.
Well, maybe that is his from his act. I
it's
tried.
A his.
Yeah,
it's a his.
And we have spoke of him today.
We spoke of him today.
I think we did. No, maybe we didn't.
Jamie Foxx?
No, we have not spoke of him. I've made him.
Do you know how today works?
Not very well.
Today means it happened like it would have been in the last 30 minutes.
No, we have not spoke of him.
Jay Leno.
No.
Give me some clues.
He's black. And he's pretty relevant nowadays.
Chris Rock.
No. Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Could have been anybody.
Could have been
anybody.
Because
these are just things they tell the press during a sit-down interview.
Well, I try. You know all their routines, so that's it's easier.
That would have made it an actual game, though.
I know. I'll try to find. I'm still looking. I'm going to have to. I don't know. Bye-bye now. I almost forgot to say goodbye.